Hi, my name is Remco, and I'm here to give you a whirlwind tour of ARC Plugin SE. So strap in. As the name implies, ARC Plugin SE is a plugin for AGA, which is a simple, modern, and secure file encryption tool. What the plugin does is it protects the secrets that are used by AGA using the secure enclave in your Apple device. The plugin is actually a single binary, which you start by invoking to create a key pair. The private key you keep to yourself, and the short public key you can send to others. Using this short public key, you can now encrypt any file on any device, even running a completely different OS. To decrypt the files, you need the private key and the secure enclave with which this private key was created. Now, this particular key was actually configured to require Touch ID to operate, so after touching my touch sensor, the file is now decrypted. There's a whole ecosystem of applications that use AGA. For example, you can use AGA as the backend of a password manager and use this plugin to conveniently access your passwords with just a touch. Now let's have a look under the hood. All the cryptographic operations used by this plugin are provided by Apple CryptoKit. Apple CryptoKit is Swift only, so that's why this plugin is also implemented entirely in Swift. Apple CryptoKit is also the only dependency that this plugin has. Now, CryptoKit itself is not cross-platform, but Swift Crypto is a open source drop-in replacement for CryptoKit that is supported on both Linux and Windows. Swift Crypto doesn't support the Apple-only secure enclave APIs, but it does support all the other primitives that are necessary to encrypt files. And that's actually all you need on these other operating systems. The build of the plugin is also cross-platform. All you need is the Swift toolchain, so no need for Xcode, which was a problem up until today. All you have to do is run Swift build on any platform, and you have the plugin built. Unfortunately, if, like me, you use Alpine Linux, there are some complications. The Swift toolchain uses glibc, so that means you cannot simply call the compiler on a Musl-based system like Alpine Linux. I have a blog post that describes a couple of ways of getting Swift apps to run on Alpine Linux. The latest, easiest way is to use cross-compilation to use Swift on macOS to do cross-compiling and create a static Linux binary that works on any Linux version, even Alpine Linux. Combined with a custom script that I wrote, the GitHub release builders of this plugin create an installable Alpine Linux package. The downside of this approach is that the binaries, the static Linux binaries that are generated, are still much bigger than what they actually could be. I hope that this is improved in the future, or even better, that Swift is supported on Musl-based Linux versions. The plugin itself is pretty well tested. There are integration tests, but most of the majority of the code is covered using unit tests. Of course, you can simply run the tests on any platform by using Swift test. Swift test also has flags to collect coverage information, but without Xcode, how you display this coverage information is up to you. I wrote a script in Swift that creates a summary of all this coverage data of your tests and also generates browsable files that you can inspect your code from within your web browser. The script also generates a badge to put on your README, in your README file. So I use Vim as my code editor, obviously, and to be able to see the coverage information in my editor, I added support for Swift to the NeoVim coverage plugin. Together with Vim test, this allows you to do some efficient test-driven development. So that's it. That was my quick experience of implementing a Swift cross-platform Swift crypto app. You can read some details at the bottom of the post, and be sure to check out all the other open source projects that I mentioned. Thank you.